I stood up, forcing my muscles to laxness. "Weiss," I began calmly, "this is only going to make it worse. They'll never accept you after..."
"They'll accept Borglin."
"But Borglin..." I began, and stopped suddenly, seeing it all at last. "Borglin was never just coming for fuel. He's coming to stay, isn't he? He's coming to take over." Weiss's mouth was open.
"You didn't know? You really didn't know?"
I didn't answer. I was too busy wondering if I had known all along. It wasn't a fleet planet after all. It was Lewis's planet. Borglin needn't fear the might of avenging starships. He could roll over the drunk in his sleep, and he would own it all. Maybe he wouldn't even bother with Lewis, or maybe Lewis wouldn't care. Maybe both. It was the tension in the room that brought me back to them. They were all standing very, very still and watching me. I think they knew before I did. Certainly Weiss did.
"Jack," he said quietly.
His voice was almost pleading. I met his gaze, still not decided. Hell, still not truly conscious of the decision before me. I never was, but I reached for the blazer just the same. I lived because I was fast, and because Weiss maybe hesitated an instant, and because two of them didn't really believe I would do it until I had, and because the two who did reach and fire were the kind of men who enjoyed watching torture and had waited to be fodder all their lives. I lived because they died, because I killed each and every one. The fool on the floor had a name, Northrop. He knew a lot about the place. When he was able to move, he showed me Weiss's secret exit onto the rooftops. He was very agile, darting from one oddly leveled crag to the next. He was also very happy and talkative. "Just wait till he got me back to the others," was the gist of it. And how delighted they would all be when they found out I was on their side. Just knowing they'd be fighting alongside the great Jack Crow would be a big help. I was silent, letting him think what he wanted. As far as I was concerned, I had done too much fighting already. Too damn much. The idea of switching sides, of taking sides, as if there was doubt. No, it was over. I could give them some help, though, and I intended to, with a little advice. Run. Run away, far away, and hide. Run now, right now. Don't think about it or consider or ponder or make any more speeches. Move, run, because Borglin could not lose.